So what I felt led to read was starting from John 3:16 to 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. I guess what I wanted to point out is just the love that God had for us, for mankind. Even though, you know, he made mankind perfect, they went astray. They followed their own desires to become like God. And he still worked out a plan to redeem us. And that was through sending his Son, and showing that humanity or humankind can live a life that is pleasing to him through his power. And I guess I just want to encourage us to seek God and to seek a relationship with him. And to extend that same kind of love and mercy to others that God has given to us. And like in in verse 20, and I guess one thing I thought of as I was reading 20 there was that for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light. And if we confess our sins, that brings things to the light, and it can help us to be healed and overcome them. Because if we hide them, it gives room for the devil to accuse us and say how, you know, we can't make it, we're just, you know, corrupted mankind. And if we bring things to the light, then they can be forgiven and we can move on. So I think that's all I had to share. So God bless y'all. It's good to be able to call y'all brethren under God.
Thank you, Brother Walter. It used to be the most popular verse in the New Testament. Porque Dios amó todo el mundo, Señor. Yeah, well, I don't know if that's Portuguese, but anyway, that's a little different. But the verses before that, maybe someone has a better insight than I, but verses just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man be lifted up. Well, why did Moses lift up the serpent in the desert? It was God's mercy. They were grumbling and complaining and constantly falling into unbelief, and maybe even go back further to Noah. God regretted that he made man. Violence and every wicked imagination and a thing. It's not like today where everything's peace and love and right. Don't worry, peace and love. And yeah, it's just a great World War III's on the brink, right? But hopefully not. But yeah, that's we're in a fallen world, and 13. Great love chapter, 1 John 4, maybe even stronger love chapter. Maybe out there would agree with that. And love is what we need. And it's not the fleshly type of love. It's the love that Sermon on the Mount, love of loving your enemies and thinking of others greater than yourself. The Lord be magnified.
Thanks, Brother Walter, for sharing. I really appreciated your comment on verse 20 about being able to confess wicked deeds and bringing them to light so that they can be dealt with. I think that's really healthy and wholesome. And I think that process is often painful, but very healing. It's just a blessing to remember that and see that there. It's not, definitely not one of the verses in that passage that gets emphasized, but it's important. Right next to and attached to the passages about God's love. And it's a beautiful thing to be cleansed of things that have been in darkness. Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise God. It's good to be here again, see familiar faces. I didn't get the whole message, but I got some of it. It's very important to... It is... It is still the most famous verse in the Bible all over. Everywhere I've been in the world, and like even in places where you wouldn't expect to see Bible verses, you see John chapter 3 being displayed. And, you know, there's this soccer player and he scores a goal and then he takes his uniform shirt off, and underneath there is another shirt. It's normally John 3:16 right there. It's the love of God. God is love. It's not just that God has love. He is love. See, how do... Important to think, how do people see us from the outside, right? And to my shame, I have to confess that I haven't been worthy of this title, Christ, little Christ, all the time. We all know where it comes from, right? People saw Christians that didn't even have that this label on them, and they lived so much like Christ that people started calling them Christ, little Christ, Christians. I heard a story of this missionary group that went to this native tribe, and they're telling people about the Lord Jesus in there, and how loving Jesus is and all the good things about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the natives, which in the mind of those missionaries were unreached, nobody had ever been there to preach the gospel to them, right? Well, as they're explaining to them who Jesus is, the natives say, we know Jesus. Didn't know him by that name, but we know him. And they're like, how do you know him? Well, he lived here among us. He was living here for some years. And so the missionaries started prying into the story a little more, and they found out that there was a man, a Christian man, that went to live amongst that native tribe, and he was living just like Jesus, without preaching probably. So by his living there, he prepared the ground for when the missionaries that were preaching came. They already knew who Jesus was, and they were ready for the message. And I wonder if I died today, if people would be able to say that about me. Oh, we know Jesus. He was living here. But we knew him by the name of Adelmo or Walter or Dwayne or Matthew, Titus, and Leroy, and all those people that they lived among us, but they were just like Jesus. We couldn't even remember their name, but we remember who they were representing. I hope that's the story at the end of my life. If people don't know who I was, they will know who my Christ is.
One by one, the days are... Thank you.